future. He don't have to be able to see. He don't have to be able to talk. He don't have to be able to stand up. All he's got to be doing is breathing. Because if he wants to, I want him to have one reason to stand and say, God is faithful. God is true. Because the Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said Satan went from the presence of God. And he smote Job with sword balls from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. He begins to be in trouble and misery. He's sitting in sackcloth and ashes. He's scraping sores. And he said, God is still good. God is still faithful. And the Bible said he never sinned with his mouth. He kept right on blessing through all the trouble. He kept right on blessing through all the promises that had went away. He kept right on blessing. And then it begins, about 20 chapters of trouble. It all happened in 2 chapters, but it lasted for 18 months. I don't understand. In fact, on 3 different occasions at least, Job said, I wish I could get God to let me give him a piece of my mind. I wish I could get God to sit still long enough for me to declare myself to him. Because I don't like the way I've been treated, more or less. But through all of this, he said, I can't get God to talk to me. He said, I look where he used to work on me and I can't find him. And I look in the front and the top and the left and I don't know where God's at. He won't answer me. He won't talk to me about my situation. It feels like God's forsaken me and I'm just walking down through here and God's not holding me up and God's not helping me. And all the hedges of God's protection are gone and it seems like everything in the life has come against me all at once. And he said, I don't understand what God's doing. In fact, in chapter 13, he said he might even kill me. As bad as I feel, it feels like God is chilling me. But he said, here's what I'm going to do. Though he slays me. He said, I'm going to maintain mine own ways before him. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to keep being faithful to church. I'm going to keep praising God. I'm going to keep blessing. I don't know what God's doing, but I know what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to maintain mine own ways before God. I'm going to walk before him faithful. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to serve him. Even when it don't look good, when it don't feel good, I'm going to hold on to what I know is right. Finally, all of, and you can read it and I can preach it, but we don't have time. Everything. All 3 of Job's friends come and they begin to question him. Surely, man, you got sin in your life. Surely you've been looking on a maid or something. And that's what they said. You, man, it's in there. You got to let it come out. The confession is your soul's going to, you'll get out of all this trouble when you tell us what you did. Job testifies 2 or 3 times. He said, man, I promise you guys, I haven't done anything. I ain't sinned. If I know about it, I haven't done it. I'm telling you, I've been faithful. I've been righteous. I've been true in all of my ways that I understand to do it. I've been doing it right. There's nothing. He said, and the last part of my text, he said, when the stranger came, I didn't leave him in the street. I fed him. He said, nobody can say we desired of Job's provision and we didn't get it. He said, nobody can say that I cursed my enemies. I never even once wished that my enemy's soul would have a curse on him. I never did it. He said, I never hid any transgressions as Adam. He said, I would understand if all this happened, if I had done some of these things, but I haven't done them. He declares himself and he testifies against his goodness. He says, I've been faithful, I've been righteous, I've been honorable, I've been true. I don't understand why all this is happening. He says, I've never eaten my morsel by myself. He said, the fatherless have eaten from what I had. He said, from my youth, he was brought up with me as a father. I've got it. He said, if any perish for want, if I have seen any perish for want or clothing, he said, I would understand this. He said, if I'd seen any of the poor without covering, I would understand, but I've been faithful. He said, if I rejoiced because of my wealth, he said, if my hand had gotten much and I was too boastful of it, I would understand. He said, if my heart sincerely was in tights, or my mouth had kissed my hand, or if I'd seen the iniquity, if I'd had iniquity in my life, I'd understand. It's not there. And he testifies before his 3 friends, and he tells them, I'm telling you guys, I know you don't believe me. I know you say that there has to be an equal reaction for an action. I know you say that this doesn't happen by itself. I know. But I'm telling you, I've walked uprightly before God. And finally, at the end of three or four chapters of defending himself, he finally says, "Oh, that one would answer me." And the cry of this desolated man that says, "You know, if I could just get in the presence of God, if I could just find where he's touching, but I can't find him. I don't know where to even look for him. God won't answer me. God won't explain himself." So my desire is the Almighty would answer me. And you hear ringing timbre in that voice of a man that feels forsaken, and he's crying out to his God, "God, just explain yourself." And in the middle of this broken verse, Job reaches a point to where his faith in God is at an all-time low. God won't talk to me. But then all of a sudden, in the middle of this chapter, this verse, with the comma, he said, "My desire is that the Almighty would answer me." And you can hear the desperation in his voice ringing out through the words. But all of a sudden, when that comma goes, and then he says, and the timbre of his voice changes, "That mine adversary had written a book." And the faithfulness of this man who's maintaining his own ways before him. He said, "I don't know what God's doing, and I can't get God to answer me, and I can't make God, I can't twist God's arm to explain himself to me, because he's God and he does according to his own will. He hung all the stars and all the heavens. I don't understand what God's doing, and I can't make God talk to me." And then the timbre changes and he says, "But I wish my adversary would write a book." And the next verse, go on, next verse 36. He said, "I wish mine adversary would write a book. Surely I would take his book and I'd bind it upon my shoulder as a crown unto me." He said, "Then I would go near unto him like a prince, and I would declare unto him the order and the number of my steps." He's writing, and the frustration of God's unanswering voice. He said, "I can't get God to talk to me, but there's one other thing that I wish. I wish the devil would write a book. I wish he would write a book about my life. I wish he would write a book about all the days that he's got against me. I wish he would write a book about the days when he almost triumphed over me. I wish he would write a book about the day when he took my children. I wish the devil would write a book about the day I questioned whether God would answer me or not. I wish the devil would write a book about my walk with God. I wish the devil would write a book about the day I lost everything. I wish the devil would write a book about the day that all my children died. I wish the devil write a book, because he's got some good chapters on me. There's some days when the devil can rejoice against me. There's some days the devil's going to write about when he's got his foot on my neck and it feels like my life is being slowly squeezed out of my being." He said, "There's some days in the devil's book when my faith in God was wavering. There's some days in my devil's book when I laid in my bed and wept myself to sleep. There's some days in the devil's book when my church almost left me, when everything almost fell. There's some days in the devil's book when my life was almost destroyed by divorce. There's some days in the devil's book when my hope was never even there. There's some days in the devil's book when the doctor said there's no hope. There's some days in the devil's book when the doctor said it'll never get better. There's some days in the devil's book where my faith was lower than it's ever been." Come on, you might as well get on board with me. There's some days in our book. Job said, "I hope the devil's keeping a record. I hope he's writing a biography or autobiography, biography about my life, all the days of victory that he had against me. The devil's got some pictures of my dead children that I don't even have. The devil's got some pictures of the destruction of my farm. The devil's got some pictures of the destruction of my wealth. He alone knows the total of all I left and lost, and he's got it all written down. He's writing a book about the destruction of my life. He's writing a book about the day
day when God said, just hand him back to me breathing. He's got some days when the devil could boast against me. He said, but I hope that he's writing it all down. I hope he's putting pictures in the middle of his book for everybody to look at. I hope he's talking about the day that he almost destroyed my life. I hope. I hope he's putting the book about the day when I got sideways with the man of God in my life and I almost wrecked my whole life because of rebellion. I hope there's some days in there. I hope he's writing some chapters about the day when sin ruled my life and I almost lost out with God. I hope there's some days that he's writing about when I was a backslider and I was sitting on a bar stool and I almost was gone. I hope there's some days that he's writing about when I almost was lost. I hope he's writing about the days when I left God and I almost packed or I almost lost my life backslidden. I hope he's writing about the days that he's got against me. Because he's got some good chapters. And he's got some salacious stories he can tell about my life. But Job said, the law of professional journalism, you got to tell the whole story. Write your book, devil. Write your book about my sickness and my disease that destroyed my quality of life. Write your book. Put it in your book. Put it in your book when my husband left me and I almost lost my mind. Put it in your book, devil, the day when my children backslid and I almost lost my whole life understanding of living for God. Put it in your book. Write your book. He said, but once you get it written, Buster, musicians come, I'm getting ready to quit. Once you get your book written, he said, you're going to write your book. Hallelujah. The gifts are subject to the ministry right now. I want you to listen to me right now in the Holy Ghost. I'm talking right down somebody's line right now. The devil's rejoiced against you this week. The devil's rejoiced against you today. He's told you that it'll never get better. Your life's going to end in misery and trouble and trial. You're never going to get over it. But I've come to tell you that it's time for you to stand up tonight and say, devil, you go ahead and write your book. You put all the details in there. You write all the hard things. You write all the days when I wept in my pillow. You write all the days when I didn't even know if God existed. You go ahead and put it in there. But I want to tell you something, devil. If you're going to write a book, you're going to have to tell the whole story. If you're going to tell about taking my children, you're going to have to tell about the day when I stood in sackcloth and I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. If you're going to tell about the day when I lost my health, you're going to have to tell about the day when I sat down in my sickness and I said, God is faithful. God is good. God is right. Though he slay me, yeah, will I trust him. Come on. If you're going to write about the day when my faith was low because of my sickness, you're going to have to write about the day when I came in Sunday night with pain in my body, but I had a dance in my feet because God was worthy. Write a book, devil. He didn't end there. Probably ought not use the Bible for the devil's book, but I don't see another book. He said, once you get your book written, devil, and it gets on the New York Times bestseller list, and the tales of my destruction are being read about in every corner of the earth. Yeah. I know you got a good story against me, devil. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go buy your book. How they said, I'm going to take it to church. And he said, I ain't going to hold it in my hand because I'm going to need my hands. He said, I'm going to bind it on my shoulder. He said, I'm coming to church with a whole story about my destruction. I'm coming to church with a whole account of all the days against me. But I'm coming with that book bound on my shoulder. I'm not a Mahakaya. I'm not coming with my head down. I'm not coming with my soul down. I'm coming in like a prince. I'm coming in. God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I need somebody to help me real fast. Put that on my back and tie it to me. Can you do that? Somebody help him. Come on, tie it on underneath my arm right here. Tie it good where it won't come out. Yeah, come on, come on, come on. Tie it. It don't matter. I feel the Holy Ghost. That's good right there. This is the devil's book. The title is The Destruction of Job. The title is The Testing and the Loss of Job's Life and Faithfulness and Goodness. The title is The Day the Hedges Came Down. The day. The title is The Day When God Let Me Tear Him Apart. The day when God let me sift him like wheat. He said, but I want you to know something, devil. I'm coming to church with your book on my shoulder. And I'm coming in there like a prince. And I'm going to come down to you. And I'm going to say, devil, remember your book. And then he said, I'm going to declare unto him the number of my steps. I've been some places since you wrote this book. God's been faithful since you wrote this book. God paid it all back since you wrote this book. God gave me 7 sons and 3 daughters since you wrote this book.
And I can see Job walk down to the devil. He said, I'm going to go near him like a prince. You know what's in there. You wrote it. And then I can see Job look at the devil and say, I'm thinking about writing a book too. And the title is After This. After this, I lived 140 years. After this, I saw my children and my grandchildren to the 4th generation. After this, God paid it back with interest. After this, God restored my praise. After this. See, the book of Job ought to be Satan's finest hour. But Job's got it bound on his shoulder. He said, it ain't a mark against me, it's a crown to me. I made it. I made it, devil. You got your book against me. You got pictures and you got chapters, but I'm still standing. You got days when I lost my faith, but I still got my praise. You got days when I lost my family, but I still got a shout. After this. I want the singers to come. I'm finished. There's some of us in this house tonight that the devil's got a book about us that'll go to the number 1 bestseller
The devil's got some chapters against our life when everything was wrong and everything was failing. The devil's got some days of pain and heartache and bitterness and defeat. The devil's got some days when he had his foot on my neck. But I'm going to write a different story. I'm going to tell another story. I'm going to tell the story called after this. I'm going to bring it in as a testimony that God.
I can see the devil. The devil hates this book. I can't believe I wrote the stupid thing. Because here comes Job with four generations worth of pictures of grandbabies. You thought you got everything, buddy, but look what the Lord has done. You burned down the other house, but look at this house God gave me. It's twice as big. Yeah, you took all my cattle, but God gave me twice as many as I had before. You took all my sheep, but God gave me twice as many. Devil, in fact, everything you took, God doubled it and gave it back. So here's what we're about to do. Some of you backsliders in this room tonight, the devil's got a book on you. But you ought to walk up here with that book on your shoulder and say, you should have killed me when you had me. You should have never let me get back to the altar. You should have never let me get back to new life. Because I'm writing a new story called After This. Yeah. There's some of you, the devil said your sickness would ruin your life. But here you are, you're still alive. You still got children that are alive. You're still walking in the favor of God. You ought to come up here with that book on your shoulder and say, devil, I ain't healed yet. But one of these days, when I get to heaven, there'll be no more pain. And I don't care what he does. I'm going to see my Redeemer at the last day. Woo. Here we go. Here's what we're going to do. We're fixing to have some church. I know we shouted and we've had a good time. But here's what I want us to do. I don't know if you got a book somewhere. I don't know if I'd use the Bible because that ain't a good thing. But if you got to use the Bible, use the Bible. But I want you to put something, if you got to do it in the spiritual, I want you to put the devil's book on your shoulder. The desolation. The day of destruction. The devil's always got the good titles. And I want you to tie it to your shoulder. And I don't want you to leap, crawl up here with your spirit down. But I want you to come up here like a prince. The word prince means like a commander. You're walking. I lost a lot, but I've been given a lot. And I want you to come up here. And I want you to go near unto the devil. And I want you to declare unto him the number of your steps. You ought to see where I've been since your book was written. You ought to see what God's done in my life since you wrote your story. And then I want you to start praising God. I want you to show the devil. Devil, I've got a book called After This. Your book's got some good stories. But the story ain't over. God's still writing my chapters. Yeah, you ain't the author. He's the author. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. Come on, somebody. I want you to leap. I want you to praise him. I want somebody. Come on. Come on. There's some of us that the devil almost destroyed our life, but I'm still standing. I'm still standing.
Messiah. Come on, there's victory. There's victory. There's victory here right now. You never let out of a hush. Yes. 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 Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Declare unto him the number of your steps. Go ahead and write your book, but tell the whole story. Somebody, you never should have let me get to church. I was an alcoholic, but the story ain't over. You should have seen what God's done for me since you wrote your book. You ought to see where I've been since the day of my destruction. You ought to see what God's done for me since I... Him. Yeah. Yeah. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'll maintain mine own ways. Write your book. Write your book. Write your book. But tell all the story. The book ain't finished. The book ain't finished. God still got some chapters. God still got a page to write. God still got a story to tell. Yeah! your steps. God's been faithful. God's been faithful. God's been faithful. God's been faithful. Oh, you ought to get somebody by the hand and shout with them. Yeah, God's still. You ought to get somebody by the hand and shout with them. God's taken me some places since the devil wrote his book. God's been good. God's been faithful. God restored every blessing. My children are saved. My children have the Holy Ghost. Put that in your book, devil. Him right now. If you need a blessing, you ought to praise him right now. If you need a miracle, you ought to praise him right now. The story ain't over. The story ain't over. The book ain't finished. God still got some pages to write.